Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Saint Germain, we've been talking about so many heavy, challenging subjects. I thought today that we would talk about the subject of joy, have a conversation about that. The Life Mastery program that I put together is based on the teachings of Archangel Michael, and one of the wonderful teachings in it is this statement: let joy guide you forward on your path. And what a wonderful idea that is, because it positions joy as really being the driving force of one's life.
What is really missing within that concept and that statement for many is not understanding what joy is. It's not understanding what an emotive feeling of joy is. And what is the meaning, value, and purpose of emotive feelings, emotions, through your emotional body? You all have been given an emotional body, an emotion which creates a thought, which creates movement of energy, which creates a word, which creates action, which allows you to be the creator creating. So if an emotion is positive, it elevates your frequency. If it is negative, it decreases the frequency. So joy is an aspect of something called love, love building the building block of all. So any emotion, love, joy, bliss, that works at a higher frequency, is a fuel for moving your ascension process, for activating your reason to be here, your soul plan, that energy. So when you listen to an emotion, if it is positive and empowering you, then you know you're on the right track. If it is diminishing you, then you might want to pause and take another look.
Well, that's an important insight. You know, one of the of the things I became aware of when I was conducting the Life Mastery programs, one of the questions is, what is joy for you? And you would think that most of us would, you know, instantly be able to respond and answer that, but the fact of the matter is, and it was true for me too, most people really wrestle with that question.
Because they don't know what joy is.
Yes.
If you ask the average person what are they feeling and experiencing, you might get a response like, I'm okay, it's fine. They can't even identify the basic emotions, the emotive feelings, and they certainly don't have an understanding of what the meaning, value, and purpose of it. Your feelings, your emotive feelings, are the pathway to your divinity, are the pathway to why you are here, who you are. It is the energy that leads you to go forward, left, or right within your life's plan.
You know, You just alluded to it, but you know, you would think that would be a simple question. And I thought, well, why is it so hard for all of us? Why is it so hard for me? And, you know, I've toyed with the idea, and I thought, well, first of all, I didn't see joy modeled that very much in my family or among my friends, frankly. I mean, work, for example, was not thought of as being joyful. And my own family got mired down so much in survival issues that there wasn't a whole lot of joy to see.
And so, what the other ingredient, beloved student, with this is to see oneself good enough and worthy enough to receive that joy. So let's look. We have two components here. Not really understanding what joy is and its relationship to love, which is the building block of everything, which is high vibration, which is a pathway to your divinity. And then incorporating that truth into, I am good enough and worthy enough within my relationship with self to receive that joy.
Well, and it really does come down to the love of self, doesn't it? Because we have to find joy inside of ourselves. We can't expect it and depend upon finding it outside of ourselves.
Without it, you lose your reason to be here. You lose your stimulation to be here. That's why there's an escalation in people committing suicide at this time on your planet. They do not see any joy. They do not see any happiness. They do not see any hope around them or any meaning, value, or purpose. There is no reservoir within themselves. All that they're looking for is outside themselves instead of understanding the entire process, the whole personal process of ascension is one of inside out, not outside in. The challenge is, no matter what is happening in your outside world, learning to access that joy, that love, that divinity that lies within you will allow you to transcend anything that is happening outside of yourself.
Yeah, and if we can access that joy, of course, it's so empowering because it allows us to be autonomous and self-sufficient and independent. It helps us to connect to our purpose and why we're here. So that's such an important thing to be able to do.
Let's throw in the word essential, shall we?
It is essential.
It becomes essential. So you want to look at endeavors and activities and how you think and how you feel and monitor yourself and ask yourself, is this bringing me joy? Is this bringing me happiness? And when the answer is yes, to check and balance and be sure the relationship with self is embracing it through seeing the self good enough and worthy enough to accept and receive your joy.
Well, what you said is so expensive because earlier you said that so often when people become despairing, it's because they have no reservoir in themselves to draw on of joy.
And it becomes hopeless.
Right, so the question really becomes, how can we develop, how can we build that reservoir inside of ourselves?
The tools of the higher realms are readily available. Simply ask and you shall receive. For a great deal of time now, the higher realms, the archangelic realms, the angelic realms, the inner earth realms, we ascended masters have been giving you the tools and the teachings to allow you to heal the relationship with self, to access your talents and gifts, and be in a moment of joy. It is all available by the asking. Ask and you shall receive.
So it takes a shift in consciousness, doesn't it, to be able to focus on what internal resources we have, to recognize we do have gifts and talents, that we do have the right to look to see what resonate with and what our discernment says is right for us.
Trust and surrender. And tell the chaotic mind to be quiet and to connect with your knowing heart, to learn to think with your heart that knows all of what we are speaking. Allow the mind to move back into service to the heart, to quiet the chatter within that mind, that silent conversation that's constantly saying, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, it is hopeless, nothing can be done. I need to escape this. And at that moment, connect to your heart, place your hands upon your heart, connect with that energy, stored within the DNA of your heart, of all past and present lifetimes, all the wisdom that you've mastered, and learn to access it, to trust, surrender, and know it is within you, no matter what is happening outside you.
That, in my own mind, brings up the idea of the law of attraction because we become what we focus on. So what you just said is to really shift to those positive things there. And as we focus on that, we draw that kind of high vibration energy to us.
Trust is the key element. To trust that it knows it lies within you. It is there, the divine aspect of you, that no one and no thing and no circumstance can take away from you. If you look at recorded history, time and time again, when it seemed hopeless, when the founding of the United States seemed hopeless, and your Washington was inspired by the higher realms and given the inner power to go against the largest military force in the world and to win and to conquer, and to know against insurmountable odds all that he needed was within him and trusting and knowing and connecting to that truth.
that is such an awareness that most of us don't even begin to really understand what that man was dealing with in terms of the overwhelming challenges that he was facing.
That's why we ask, know the history of these United States. Understand the circumstances that the founding fathers and the founding mothers were involved in. How, at the darkest moment, they received light. How they knew that this would change the course of history upon this planet. How they were receiving inspirations from higher realms, as you're receiving through this program now. For those of you who choose to listen to it, it's within your divine plan to know this access is available to you, beloved students and friends. It always has been, it always will be. You have never, ever been alone.
So if we trust that if what we focus on what we want, for example, we focus on joy, that that will draw other high vibration energies, such as love, peace, bliss, and harmony, that pay attention and be conscious of what we're focusing on.
Conscious. Be conscious. And through your free will and choice, when the vibration and the emotion is not high, you can make another choice. When you look at what you call your third world, your primitive, your indigenous civilizations, what you in the advanced world may say they have so little, look at the smiles upon their faces. Look at the gratitude within their hearts and learn from these people you call simple.
That is a beautiful and powerful wisdom to end our conversation. Thank you so much, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.